60 seconds, three contestants, one prize. And the clock.
And the clock.
It's ticking.
It's ticking.
Oh, don't know. Guess.
Fast.
Fast. Fast.
It's time to play Mooney's Thursday Quiz.
Yeah, it's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It is Thursday. So we have Sinead because Katrina is absent. She is away. She's on leave. She's done a runner. I don't know where she is.
She's having her holidays and they are very well deserved.
Very well deserved. So you're here instead. So what is the prize today, please?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a two-night weekend break in the five-star luxurious K-Club Hotel and Spa in Strafford in County Kildare.
Mm-hmm.
The prize is based on two people sharing a superior room. It includes breakfast on both mornings and dinner on an evening of your choice in the River Room restaurant. The winner will have complimentary access to the hotel's health club with its swimming pool, gymnasium, steam room and outdoor hot tub. Whilst they're there, they can check out the K Spa or the two championship golf courses, which are amazing. And if you choose to visit over Easter, there's lots of family-friendly events there, like there's an Easter egg hunt, the Easter bunny will be there, and there'll be real baby chicks in the lobby as well.
You should read children's books. You really should. Wouldn't you be great reading children's books?
It'd be lovely.
Jack and Ori or something like that.
And what window are we looking through today, children? Is it the round window?
Open
or
wide.
The square
see
window?
What's on the other side. Knock, knock. Any more? Come with me through the magic door. There's Sinead. No, boys and girls.
Sinead, would be lovely.
You'd be very good, Sinead. Yeah, you really would.
I have a 2.5-year-old child, so every night is bedtime story night.
What do you read to her?
Oh, there's all sorts. She has a sort of Disney book where it's kind of, you know, this today Piglet did that and tomorrow did this. There's one about a tractor and the day in the life of the tractor. There's various sort of, you know, Snow White, Cinderella, those kind of ones. But they have to be slightly abridged because they'd be too long reading those.
That's it. You know, you can get books now which are kind of bedtime stories, but they give you the time. Like this book, this story lasts 5 minutes. This one is 7 minutes to read. This one is 12 minutes. So they're very handy.
If it's too long, she starts getting impatient and tries to turn the page herself and he kind of loses track as to where you're at.
Aww. Good for her. Anyway, who's player number one?
Player number one is Melanie Gavin and she is originally from Airfield in Dublin 13, but she's on the road in Donegal today.
Hi, Melanie, how are you today?
Hi.
Where are you in Donegal?
I'm sitting in my car in Carindunna.
In Carindunna, and what are you doing up there?
I'm working up here. I'm promoting, I work for Mugu. It's a natural skincare range.
Mugu?
It's very popular up in Donegal. Yeah. It's a natural skincare range. It was a cream they used on cows, udders and dairy farms.
Yeah.
And it was reformulated for human use. So it's very good for people with eczema, psoriasis or dry skin.
And it was kind of a moisturiser for cows, udders?
It was. That's the origins of the cream. It's an Australian range and the founder of the company, his mother used to, he's from a dairy farm and his mother used to use this udder cream on her skin condition and found it was really good. So he reformulated it for human use.
Well, I suppose they say preparation H is very good for wrinkles.
Yeah, so
I mean, I've heard women say that. Have you ever used preparation H on your wrinkles?
I've heard it can be used for under your eyes, for puffy eyes.
Yeah, puffy eyes, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Do you know what? We'll use anything.
We'll use
anything.
I let you know when I get some.
Well, they would get very sore if they're being milked all day, dairy cows in particular, wouldn't they?
They do. They take a bit of a battering.
Yeah,
so this cream and the one we use for humans anyway, it's 100% natural. It's so natural, actually, it's edible. So it's a lovely range. It's a bit quirky, but it's very, very effective.
Mugu,
yeah. It's amazing. We're in about 300 health food stores and pharmacies across Ireland.
Mugu, okay.
I don't know what she's doing up in Donegal because doesn't your one, what's her name, Roma, blah, 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 hasn't she got the whole thing sewn up there, all the chemists and everything?
Well, Ramona stocks Mugu in all of her car pharmacies.
There you
go.
Ramona the dragon.
Yeah.
The dragon from Dragon's Den.
Between me saying I wanted mini me versions of June's dress and you calling her a dragon.
It's lethal around here today.
By the way, do you know, this is going to come as a surprise to many people, but I'm actually an official member of the Muff Diving Club. Because at Christmas, Katrina got me a membership card for Muff Diving Club. I'm not kind of, which is rather a surprise because I'm not even from Muff, but you can become a member, and I'm a member, and you get 20% discount on African safaris. You can go free diving in Donegal when you're booking accommodation, and 50% off Toby Wagons with your membership.
Yeah, I have
they
a
have
friend
a diving club
Muff,
there.
Muff in Donegal, yeah.
I was just up in Muff, actually, and we're in Inish Pharmacy in Muff. And they're listening in, actually. They told me they're going to listen in. And I also saw Muff. They have Muff jam, Muff chutney, a range of Muff products.
Maybe you get 20% off that pharmacy
maybe
as well, Derek.
So, yeah.
This is going somewhere that could be very interesting. Go on.
No, I am. I will get my membership
card. You're
not. I don't believe you. She got it for me for Christmas. And you can buy T-shirts and all that kind of stuff and wear them and take selfies and send them back and they'll put them on their website. I am an official Muff diver. That's what it says on the card. Anyway, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
We have 60 seconds on the clock and you've nobody to help you. I take it you're in the car on your own. 60 seconds on the clock starting from now. What S can mean a ghost or a strong alcoholic drink?
Spirit.
The stripes on the American flag, are they vertical or horizontal?
Horizontal.
Can you identify this Kinks song from its opening line?
I met her in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry.
What do you say?
Lola.
What colour are daisy petals?
White.
Duplo is a younger version of which favourite toy?
Pat.
How many colours are there on the German flag?
Three.
Can you give me the name of this Lady Gaga song? What is Victoria Beckham's husband's first name?
David.
Which race horse was taken by masked gunmen from Ballymany stud in 1983, never to be seen again?
Shergar.
Yeah, what is the name of King Arthur's famous sword?
Pass.
What did the F in John F. Kennedy stand for?
Frederick.
And I'm going to ask another one because I screwed up on a few. Gangster Al Capone was eventually convicted of what crime?
Tax evasion.
All right, well done. So I did give you an extra one because I'm still just a tiny bit dizzy for the last week or so. Anyway, thank you very much. Don't hang up. Hang on. Because we might be coming back to you, all right? Talk to you in a minute. I like her. She's very nice, isn't she? Melanie Gavin. Moogoo. All right, who's next?
Next is Paul Donoghue and he is from Ferns in County Wexford.
Paul, how are you today?
Good, Derek.
What are you doing with yourself?
Today I'm ploughing to sow maize.
Ah, you're ploughing a field, are you?
Yeah.
So you are a farmer then, I take it?
Yeah, dairy farmer, yeah.
All right, do you have any cows or anything like that?
I have indeed, yeah.
Well, you would as a dairy farmer. So do you use Moogoo on your udders? Well, on the cow's udders, should I say?
No, we don't. We use different type products, but I haven't heard of that one yet.
Well, what do you use?
It's usually like a petroleum-based product, just to kind of keep them moist and supple. And then we use different sprays on, just with like aloe vera in it, and it kind of keeps them soft, so stops them drying out.
And how often would you have to apply it?
Oh, like before and after milking.
Oh, so that often?
Oh yeah.
So
every day.
Do the cows get really sore? Do they kind of walk around the fields going, "Oh, me odor"? No, do you know what I mean?
No, not really. But like they would keep them disinfected as well, so it's, it helps them, you know, from picking up any infections.
Infections, yeah. Mm. Anyway, listen, how is the farming world these days? Is it good? Is it bad?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Weather's been a bit difficult, but it's improving the whole time, so we kind of make the most of it.
Well, we're supposed to be getting a heatwave this summer. That's what I've heard.
Did he do that? And I noticed, Paul, you spell your name the same as me.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, we're related.
Paul Donoghue, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we might come from good stock. So
We do.
Paul, you have 60 seconds to answer as many questions correctly as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, say pass, all right?
Yep.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock starting from now. French Queen Marie Antoinette famously said, "Let them eat
cake."
What is Barbie's usual hair colour?
Blonde.
Can you identify this Kink song from its opening line?
I'm not content to be with you in the day.
Who do you favour if you are a nepotist?
A relation.
What was the horse made out of that was delivered to the ancient city of Troy?
Wood.
What is the surname of the two brothers from the band Oasis?
Gallagher.
Can you give me the name of this Lady Gaga song?
I'm beautiful in my way, just I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby.
Pass.
Which German Boris won Wimbledon in 1985?
Becker.
What do herbivores eat?
Grass.
If you were suffering from jaundice, what colour might your skin turn?
Yellow.
In the movie, Billy Elliot trained to become what sort of dancer?
Ballet.
In the saying, many what will make light work?
Hands.
In which Greek city is the Acropolis situated?
Athens.
All right, well done to you. You did very well. Don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll come to player three, who's Damien Hetherington and Lucan, after the news and sport. So let's continue on with Mooney's Thursday quiz. Who is player number three?
Our third player today is Damien Hetherington, and he is from Lucan in Dublin.
Damien, how are you getting on?
How are you, Derek?
Are you a farmer?
No, I'm not. But I don't think I'll be going to the K Club after the last lad that was on.
Why would you not go to the K Club?
Because I think he got them all right.
No, he didn't get them all right. I don't think. No, Sinead is not nodding. No, he didn't get them all right. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know yourself, you might get a set of questions that really suit you.
But you know yourself, you're well able to answer them when you're sitting in the car giving out about the Egypt.
Performance anxiety.
Yeah.
You, Paul?
Be positive,
yeah.
Paul. Be positive, honey.
Yeah, what you need to get is some Mugu and rub it on.
And to then your other.
Onto your forehead.
Oh, your forehead, sorry. Sorry,
they're
Paul.
Using it now as a cream. That's what they're doing with it. Anyway, listen, we wish you the very... What do you do with yourself, can I ask?
Oh, like half the country, drive a taxi.
Where are you driving it?
In Dublin. Well, mostly out around Lucan now, local, you know. Don't do so much in Dublin now. Too many in there.
Oh, listen, what's this about a 10 euro haircut?
Well, no, I told her I was very... She asked me, was I busy today? I said, I'm going off to get my haircut.
Oh, I see.
That's
for,
how busy I am.
For, oh, I see. So you're not that busy.
I went in and I said to her, I said, how much is a haircut? She said, 25 euro. I said, how much is a shave? She said, a tenner. I said, shave me head.
I'm just writing that one down.
Hal Roach,
I was up on my friend the ostrich. I sent you in a clip of him. Did you see him?
No.
Oh, yeah. The local hotel here, Finstown House, have an ostrich there in the ground. I go up every day and give him a few apples and pretty friendly.
When did you send that in?
That was last week.
I see. I was missing all last week, and you must have sent it to Mooney as opposed to directly to me, because that goes into the programme folder. I'll see it. You see, it's today for tomorrow's show. Get bits as you need them. You get bits and pieces, sort of thing. Oh, very good. So there's an ostrich there. They're not going to eat it, are they?
No. Well, I don't know. A very good friend of mine's the head chef there. He hasn't
got
he's
on the wall for the ostrich.
he has octopus up there. You know that.
I didn't know.
Not alive now. He cooks octopus. But you know, it takes 7 hours to cook an octopus.
Yeah, well, it's got an awful lot of limbs.
He keeps switching off the gas.
I would imagine it's very chewy. Is octopus chewy?
That was a joke.
Oh, it was a joke.
That was a joke.
I get it now. Sorry, he keeps switching off the gas, the octopus.
I don't get it.
He's in the pot and he sticks his little tentacle out and he switches off the gas. That's a good one.
Just want to have you there, Derek. We have something in common.
Oh, God, what?
Which nobody... unless they have it, would not realise the tinnitus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're a member of Muff Diving Club.
Now, well, I am a different...
I've had tinnitus now for 16 years nearly.
Oh, it's desperate. 24/7.
Yeah, it's a blooming nuisance, isn't it? Nothing you can do about it. Anyway, you just get on with it. Listen, we wish you well. You've got to say pass if you don't know the answer. And you have 60 seconds on the clock. And your time starts now. What G is a world map represented by a spherical form?
Global.
Where does the scorpion have its sting?
In its tail.
Can you identify this Kinks song from its opening line? The taxman's taken all my dough. UNICEF is an organisation caring for which group of people?
Children.
Where would a spade, a club, a diamond and a heart be kept together?
Deck of cards.
Which actor Johnny was in Edward Scissorhands and Pirates of the Caribbean?
Depp.
Can you give me the name of this Lady Gaga song?
Pass.
Which US state is known as the Sunshine State?
California.
They received a full set of perfect Olympic sixes for ice dancing in 1984. They were Torval and?
Torval indeed.
What N can be a musical sound or a short letter?
Note.
How many arms does a starfish normally have?
Six.
Pope John Paul II was born in which country?
Poland.
What J is a large gathering of Boy Scouts?
Pass.
What is the chief ingredient of scampi?
What do you call them, scampi? Prawns.
All right, you didn't do too badly. You didn't do too badly. We'll take our final Mooney's money. Katrina will do all the totting up. Fergus will confirm it, and then we'll be back to you all. Sinead, it's all yours.
Right, well, our players today did fantastically well. Our first player was Melanie Gavin from Dublin 13. She only got three of them wrong. We said Duplo is the younger version of which favourite toy? The answer she gave us, pass, is Lego. We asked, what is the name of King Arthur's famous sword? Again, she said pass. The answer is Excalibur. And we said, what did the F in John F. Kennedy stand for? She said Frederick. It's actually Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, yes.
So that is Melanie in Dublin 13. Damien Hetherington in Lucan, he got if you're on key, we said, can you identify this Kinks song from its opening line? It was Sunny Afternoon. Mm-hmm. We said, can you give us the name of this Lady Gaga song? It was The Edge of Glory. We said, which US state is known as the Sunshine State? He gave us California, which is a very logical one, but it's actually Florida is known as the Sunshine State. We asked, how many arms does a starfish normally have? The answer was 5. He gave 6, close enough, but unfortunately not the right answer. And what J is a large gathering of Boy Scouts? He said, pass. The answer was Jamboree. And our other winner, Paul Donahue, got a couple wrong. We asked him to identify the Kinks song from its opening lines. It was All Day and All of the Night. And we asked him to identify the Lady Gaga song, and the song was Born This Way. So, all in all, Melanie Gavin got 9 out of 12. Damon Hetherington got 9 out of 14. But our winner today with 11 correct answers out of 13 is Paul Donahue from Ferns in Wexford.
Paul, well done to you. Congratulations. Now, have you got somebody to take with you to the cake club, is the question?
Yeah, I'm sure I will. My girlfriend Moira will be happy to accept that.
Well, great. Enjoy yourself. It's a beautiful place. We did a lot of work down there last year for the wedding. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Thank you to the Cake Club. And thank you to you, Paul, and also to Melanie and to Damon, who are great sports. And they've got little runners-up prizes,
don't they? They do indeed. They're going to get a copy of The Way That I Went by Robert Lloyd Prager, which is the book that inspired RTE's award-winning programme, yeah, The Secrets of the Irish Landscape.
Indeed. And we're nominated for another award. We've been shortlisted. I can tell you more about
that next time.
I'd love to be going myself the next time, yeah, but I don't think it's possible. Guys, thank you very much indeed. We'll play again on Monday.